members of the House protest FAA's air venture fees. The Obama administration halts delivery of F-16s to Egypt and Pennsylvania to improve 19 airports. This is Aero News for Friday, July 26, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. A bipartisan group of 30 members of the U.S. House of Representatives have sent a letter to FAA Administrator Michael Huerta denouncing the agency's assessment of fees on aviation events nationwide, including EAA's air venture in Oshkosh. The House letter follows a bipartisan letter from 28 U.S. senators last month that also criticized the assessments. The senators received a response from the FAA that defends its sudden demands for payments for expenses that amounted to $447,000 for this year's fly-in at Oshkosh. Similar fees are being charged to aviation events throughout the country, putting continued operation at risk for some of them. On July 3rd, EAA filed a petition in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 7th District asking the court to find that the FAA unlawfully demanded the payments. No specific date has been set by the court for further action on the petition, which has drawn support from several other general aviation organizations. EAA Chairman Jack Pelton said of this latest letter, quote, "We greatly appreciate the support of the representatives who see these FAA fees as unjustified and unauthorized, as well as a burden to the American general aviation," end quote. The military overthrow of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has caused the Obama administration to suspend the delivery of 4 F-16 fighters to Egypt, though a senior defense official says the move is not punitive. Pentagon spokesman George Little told reporters that delaying the delivery was a cautionary measure and that the U.S. values its relationship with Egypt. The Washington Post reports that the decision was made public just after a conversation between Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel and Egyptian military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who led the forces which unseated Egypt's first elected president. The conversation reportedly lasted more than an hour. A military official not authorized to speak to the media said that the move was designed to give the DOD, quote, "more time to consult with Congress," end quote, and explain the deal to the elected officials. The contract, which dates back to 2009, includes a dozen M1A1 tanks as well as the airplanes. It is said to be worth about $3.2 billion. 19 Pennsylvania airports will make safety enhancements and improve their operations with the aid of a $2.1 million state investment, Governor Tom Corbett announced on Tuesday. The grants are distributed through the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation's Aviation Development Program, which is funded from the state's jet fuel tax. The investments leverage $647,100 in local matching funds. The grants were approved by the State Transportation Committee. The 15-member commission includes the Secretary of Transportation, 10 private citizens appointed by the governor, and the majority and minority chairs of the State Senate and House Transportation Committees. The state has 133 public-use airports and heliports, and 15 of those airports have scheduled commercial service. NASA's Mars rover Curiosity drove twice as far on July 21st as on any other day of the mission so far, a whopping 109.7 yards. The length of the drive took advantage of starting the 340th Martian day of this mission from a location with an unusually good view for rover engineers to plan a safe path. In weeks to come, the rover team will begin using AutoNav capabilities for the rover to automatically navigate a path for itself, which could make such long drives even more frequent. Curiosity is about 3 weeks into a multi-month trek from the Glen Elg area, where it worked for the first half of 2013, to an entry point for the mission's major destination, the lower layers of Mount Sharp. The mission's longest one-day drive prior to July 21st was about 54 yards. Italian GPS manufacturer Avmap will preview its Ultra EFIS, a standalone unit providing air data, altitude, heading, and altitude reference for your flight at AirVenture next week. Designed for light sport, ultralight, and experimental aircraft, the EFIS contains solid-state gyros, accelerometers, magnetic field sensors, air data sensors, and UAV navigation motion processor, the outcome of more than 8 years of motion and flight control experience at UAV Navigation. The Ultra EFIS will be on sale starting this fall at $1,200. Wind Aero News continues. NBAA releases a new light business airplane buyer's guide. No more selling pie in the sky. And this is no chicken or egg debate.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Friday, July 26th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NBAA has released the 2013 edition of its Light Business Airplane Buyer's Guide. First published in 2009, the guide helps businesses in selecting an airplane to meet their needs by providing an overview of the light business airplanes currently in production. In assembling the guide, NBAA gathered extensive information from manufacturers about new single and twin-engine piston aircraft, turboprops, very light jets, and light jets to enable operators to pick the best airplane for their business travel demands. The publication collects the basic specification and performance data for 36 light business airplanes in 8 categories. Data includes base prices, external and internal dimensions, weight limits, power plant specifications, operating speeds, and takeoff and landing distances. The LBA Buyer's Guide is a convenient, time-saving reference that enables NBAA members to make apples-to-apples comparisons for the various kinds of new light business airplanes, all in one place. Two members of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors say aerial advertising should be banned over the city. The idea arose from debate over a temporary ban on banner towing during the America's Cup sailboat races being held in San Francisco. Two of the supervisors seized on that idea and proposed a citywide permanent ban. The City Insider blog reports that Honolulu has been able to defend a citywide ban on aerial advertising, but other cities in California and elsewhere that have tried to ban the activity have received resistance from the FAA. An amendment offered by one supervisor to exempt those with an FAA waiver from the ban would possibly make the ordinance moot. The FAA requires a special waiver to tow anything with an airplane, so any banner towing company would likely already have that document in hand. Television station KGO reports that San Francisco supervisor Jane Kim said her office has received many complaints over the past 18 months about, quote, noise pollution and visual pollution, end quote, from banner towing operations. Not everyone is impressed with a bill passed by the Connecticut legislature and signed by Governor Daniel Malloy declaring Gustav Whitehead as having accomplished powered flight 2 years ahead of the Wright brothers. Lee Bottom Flying Field owner Rich Davidson says on his blog, Nordo News, that every piece of evidence used by the legislature to support the Whitehead theory has been disproven on multiple occasions using basic research. Davidson points out that the evidence is not new, as reported by many media outlets. He also discounts the work of Australian John Brown using the word historian in quotes, saying the photograph Brown says proves Whitehead was first is indeed a grainy rendering of a, quote, clear and existing photo which has nothing to do with Whitehead's contraption, end quote. Davidson directs his readers to the website of Carol Gray, who presents evidence that the photograph is actually one of a J.J. Montgomery glider taken in California in 1905. The full post with the links is an interesting read. Brown says he will release new evidence on August 17th. Davidson wonders, and correctly we would say, why it can't be released now. We suppose we'll just have to wait to find out until mid-August. Finally, after 2 weather cancellations, pilots at the U.S. National Hot Air Balloon Championship in Longview, Texas, did get into the air on Thursday morning with a 4-task flight. At the top of the leaderboard is two-time national champion Pat Cannon of Lewisville, Texas. The championship continues through Sunday morning. In Longview, Texas, I'm Glenn Moyer. I thank you for listening, and you're now cleared for departure.